Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2024, KYW News Radio looks back on the year. Sponsored by Impreano Roofing. Visit Impreano.com.
And one of the major stories of the year happened during the early morning hours of a Tuesday in March. The Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed after a cargo ship crashed into one of its pillars. Reporters from all over the world, including KYW's Tim Jimenez, were sent to the scene. He has this look back at the unimaginable disaster.
It was around 1:30 in the morning on March 26th. A cargo ship called Dolly left the port of Baltimore and lost power. It was on a collision course with one of the pillars of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The footage would spread throughout the world, a direct hit, and the bridge came crashing down. Baltimore residents were shocked.
It looked like dominoes falling.
But man, can you believe this bridge fell? I saw the video. Oh my goodness. Could have been me on there.
It was a real-life nightmare, and Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott got the wake-up call.
Never would you think that you would physically see the Key Bridge tumble down like that. It looked like something out of an action movie.
Much of the 1.6-mile-long bridge that stood for 47 years turned into twisted steel in the Patapsco River in a matter of seconds. This is Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
Immediately, the first thought and the first ideas go back to what happened to the people.
8 road crew workers were on the bridge. 2 were immediately rescued. There was a challenging search for the rest as dive teams had to comb through hunks of steel in the murky water. The 6 missing workers didn't survive. It could have been way worse, but lives were saved when police closed the bridge after the crew on the ship issued a May Day call. Cleanup took a few months, and then the Port of Baltimore reopened. Later in the year, the Singapore-based ship owner settled with the U.S. to pay $100 million in damages. Work on a billion-dollar-plus Key Bridge replacement is supposed to start in 2025, and officials hope to open it in 2028.
I can tell you, we are going to get this done.
Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.